At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome in to this Monday edition of The Flagship. I'm your host, Zach Berry. Joining me as he does, I would say most Mondays. We've done some shuffling here and there. He's done some travel. I've done some travel. A little bit of a short week last week with pods with Mother's Day as I was driving all over the place. Pay homage to all the moms out there. Shout out to all the moms. But we're here. We're going to talk Ole Miss baseball. We're going to talk Ole Miss softball, who's already punched a ticket to the NCAA tournament, which is just wild. We'll get into that. Before Grayson hops in here, I do want to remind you, show is brought to you by College Corner. You've got 2 days left if you want to get into the drawing for a signed Lane Kiffin Grove Collective football. All you have to do is go to College Corner in Oxford on Sisk Avenue, make a purchase, leave a tip. It will go straight to the Grove Collective, and you will be entered in for a chance to win that signed football by your head football coach, Lane Kiffin. They've got two other locations in Ridgeland and Flowood. Go check them out. If you can't get to the store, if you can't get to the brick and mortar, go to collegecornerstore.com. They've got tons of new spring and summer items. They've got Realtree gear. They've got tailgating supplies. They got it all. Scott and the folks take care of us, and they will take care of you. Grayson, good morning. How are we doing?
Good morning. We're doing well. What a interesting time of year it is here. We've got all the postseasons coming to a head here, and all the sports. Lacrosse had their thing over the weekend. Ole Miss obviously doesn't have a team, but baseball, softball. It's the dog days of summer are upon us. They're inching closer and closer.
Are you in on the lax scene? Is that what you're saying?
Bit. Yeah, a little bit. I mean, growing up in Connecticut,
that's nutmeg coming out.
Yeah, it was forced on me. So, but it's the fun time of year. There's some sports. We got to soak them all up while we can because the dead period's coming. Although I guess we do have the Olympics, and there will be some revs in the Olympics. So that's pretty fun.
Oh yeah, that thing called the Olympics is this year. I forgot about that. Dude, we've been busy here. We've been busy. We've had the portal. We've had just the roller coaster Ole Miss baseball season. We got a lot going on. So yeah, I totally forgot about the Olympics. This season is almost as crazy as this horizontal line polo. It looks wild on the screen. I really hope it doesn't, have to make people avert their eyes on YouTube, but it looks really, shout out to the folks at Talking Stick though, out in Scottsdale. Good people. All right. Baseball. Dude, just insane. I get to my parents on Friday. My dad's like, got the game on, and he's like, what's going on? I was like, what? He's like, Ole Miss playing well. We have to give a shout out to Riley Maddox and the offense on Friday. Just a really good outing from Maddox. Pitched really well. And then the offense came back, battled back, two runs in the eighth to win it. Maddox goes six innings, scatters six hits, gave up two earned runs, and struck out seven in a no decision. But the box score is loud enough for me to bring it up. Ho-hum, just going up against one of the most dangerous offenses in the country. Pretty impressive there with Ole Miss. Right now, the long shot at large hopes are still alive.
Very much so.
I mean, the RPI is really good. I believe, we'll pull up Warren Nolan. They were 24 after Friday. I think they got up to 20 at one point
Yeah, they were 20
after
after
Saturday.
Saturday. I don't know where they sit right now.
Warren Nolan has them at 24. So settling in, that's not 11 wins right now. I know last night on Rally Cap, our boy David DeLucci, there was a graphic that went up. Eligible at large SEC teams to reach the NCAA tournament since 99. It seems like the kind of the good spot to be is at 14. 70% of SEC teams since 99 have made the tournament with 14 or more wins. After that, at 13, it drops down to 38. So,
And then 12, I don't think there's any outside of there were a few years where some 12 and 17 teams got in because of rainouts.
three teams,
Okay.
three out of 17 made it with 12, with 11 or less, zero.
Yeah. And that's
So,
not 12 and 18. So it, Ole Miss, if it's 12 and 18, no 12 and 18 has ever gotten in. 12 and 17 three times because of rainouts.
yeah. I will say this, according to Warren Nolan, Ole Miss has the number two strength of schedule in the country.
Yep.
That's a metric that matters. And then you look at the non-conference, 16-8, not great at all, but 12 quad one wins right now. And then everywhere else, you're 500 at quad two and quad three, and then 10-2 in quad four. But everything's right in front of Ole Miss. I think if you go and take care of business in Baton Rouge, which is a tall task, but LSU is not your typical LSU.
They're fighting for a spot in the tournament too.
They're 10-17. They're 33-20 overall because of that 23-3 record in non-con. But the strength of schedule is only 18 for LSU. So this is a going to be a dogfight in Baton Rouge to get into a regional. I think, and I think it's safe to say if Ole Miss wins two, they're in, right?
You would have to, I would think so. I mean, 13 SEC wins, 14 SEC wins, you're in a great spot.
Right.
But then it depends. I mean, it depends on the tournament too. I wonder if, you know, because if Ole Miss goes in there and loses in the first round of the SEC tournament, does that put them back on the outside looking in? I don't
Yeah,
know. If they go in
depends.
there and win two, you're probably in if you win two at LSU. And then if you win three, four, whatever in the SEC tournament, you're probably making your case for it to be a lock. It's bizarre because we said, what, a month ago that we were, this team was done. And here we are.
I
So,
think everybody was saying that. I mean, there were
yeah.
some that were prognosticating like, oh, there's still a path, but okay, yeah, there's a path for everyone to win the lottery too.
Yeah.
It was pretty bleak a couple weeks ago. And now I think if Ole Miss wins two in Baton Rouge and two in Hoover, it's in.
I agree. If you're at all on the bubble and you're Ole Miss, you're
Right.
in.
Because the SEC, the strength of schedule, the RPI should be at least close to 20 or top 20. I think at that point, now the committee's been weird the last couple years. Some years RPI matters a lot, sometimes it doesn't. I think the metrics are in Ole Miss's favor if it wins two in Baton Rouge and wins at least one in the SEC tournament. It also depends on who, if Ole Miss goes one and done, it depends on who they lose to as well. In my opinion, that's not from someone else. Mark Etheridge at D1 Baseball is saying Ole Miss wins two, it's in.
Fascinating. I mean, it really
Two
is.
at LSU, I should say.
And it helps too. I mean, here's the thing, right? You're looking at SEC schedule at this point, right? So you're really not super worried about Tuesday. But Southern Miss is a great program. That's another quality, win that you could put on your resume. So even if you win, against Southern Miss and then lose two at LSU and then make a little run in the tournament, like there's still a chance, which I can't believe we're saying right now. If any of the team is listening to this podcast, which I doubt they're listening to you and me, ramble on. But if they are, I will put my hand up and say, hey guys, look, like credit to you. We counted you out and you're doing the thing again. And, I've been extremely hard on Luke Hill this year. He stepped up in a big way this weekend against A&M. So all of the things that we kind of wrote off, here we are having to backtrack a little. And I don't know if it's eating our words because this team was dead in the water. And
I mean, I don't, it wasn't like it wasn't like we were shitting on the team.
right.
We said they were bad, but hell, I think even if the players are listening, they would probably admit they were bad.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
Mike
crazy.
Bianco would probably say they were bad.
Yeah,
But
it's the
hey,
Undertaker meme.
it's not how you start, it's how you finish, right? I mean, it's all about how Ole Miss can close this weekend is huge. Again,
Yep.
I in Southern Miss, they're 32 in RPI. That's a 18-9 team in the Sun Belt, 34-17 overall. I don't think a loss in Hattiesburg kills you. The weekend is what matters.
It comes down to LSU, 100%.
So, yeah, I mean, look, and again, we weren't the only ones.
Nope.
Everybody was doing it. Everybody was proofreading the eulogy. I
They were
mean,
dead in the water.
it was bleak, but regardless of what A&M had done in previous weeks, because A&M is on a little bit of a skid, but they're still a top five team. I haven't seen what the top 25 is right now. They're probably still top 10, I'd imagine. But I mean, that is a team that has been just insane all year with that lineup, the power numbers. I think A&M only has one dude in the regular lineup that's under 300 batting average, and he's at, I think, like 298, or I don't know what he is at now, but I mean, pretty much the starting nine, all over 300. The power numbers are there for, I mean, Braden Montgomery's having a career year. The center fielder, whose name is escaping me all of a sudden, who has what, like 27 home runs or 28 maybe now. I mean, that was a loaded Aggies team that came into Oxford and Ole Miss hit him in the mouth Friday night
They
and
did.
then really threw a haymaker on Saturday and made a statement. So, yeah, kudos to the players and getting back off the mat and getting it done. So now, hey, go down to your biggest rival and take care of business.
Yeah, I mean it's fun that it's LSU too. It makes it a little, extra motivation there. And the crazy part too, we mentioned the quad one wins, Ole Miss has 12 now. If I'm not mistaken, I know there's three, so there's only three teams in the country with more quad one wins. And that's Kentucky, who is just on fire. That's Clemson, who likely is a tournament team, and Tennessee, who is a lock at this point for the NCAA tournament, probably going to host. And then you got Ole Miss. It's like, what? Wait a minute. So this team that is, struggling throughout most of the year, has only 11 wins in the SEC, is barely over 500. I mean, 27 and 24, barely over 500 on the season. And yet you have the fourth most wins over quad one teams in the country. What is this? What, it doesn't make any sense. And when you look at Sunday too against A&M, I mean, Mason Nichols, five innings, one earned run, five strikeouts. He had a great day. And then the only reason that Ole Miss lost that game, I mean, not the only reason, but kind of the offense failed to hit the ball at all on Sunday. But from a pitching standpoint, which is kind of your biggest concern when you look at this team, right? The lineup has shown that it can do the job when it needs to do the job. You look at the pitching, Riley Maddux was awesome on Friday. Liam Doyle is probably the ace of this team this year. And then Sunday, your only issue is that JT Quinn, who has been really good for most of this year, goes in and allows three and one third of an inning. That can't happen. But if you erase that, you're looking at, three earned runs from Mason Nichols, Wes Mendez, and Mason Morris, who only really came into the game because it was out of reach at that point. which is crazy because this pitching staff is not deep. It kind of showed this weekend that it might struggle in a postseason environment where you have to go through all of your bullpen arms. And yet, I mean, you really only allowed 8 earned runs to the number three team in the country over the whole weekend, minus the three that JT Quinn just got lit up. That's a good weekend against a really good Texas A&M team. So I'm just baffled and delighted to see this situation. I know there are people out there, the haters, and if you're listening, I know I'm going to get a text as soon as you listen to this part of the podcast. The haters out there, we're hoping that Ole Miss would get swept this weekend so they could get rid of Bianco. First of all, wasn't going to happen either way. Second of all, now here Bianco is like, he saved his job again. I mean, even if this team doesn't make the tournament, he made a little push at the end of the season, just enough to say, hey, we're still here. I'm still here. I lost both of my aces to begin the season.
Yeah.
I'll see you next spring. It's remarkable what has happened over the last few weeks because I was at the point where I didn't even really watch why I was actually shout out to Jazz Fest down in New Orleans. I had never been before. It's awesome. So I didn't really watch any of the Auburn series, and I just kept getting notifications. I'm like, wait a minute. Ole Miss beat up on a bad team. Oh, Ole Miss won the series. Oh, they came 1 run within a sweep against a bad team. Like, I didn't expect that. And then here they are against A&M. It's just you're kind of playing with house money at this point, so why not put it all on red?
The College Corner is headed to Oxford. Stop by their new location in the Oxford Commons off Sisk Avenue. They'll have 4,000 square feet of Rebel gear ready for your trip to the Grove. On your next trip to Oxford, stop by the College Corner or our other great locations in Ridgeland and Flowood. Hats, shirts, polos, pullovers, sweats, t-shirts. College Corner has it all. And as always, you can visit us online at collegecornerstore.com. That's collegecornerstore.com. The College Corner, where your game day apparel meets.
Call Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group. He can help you with any of your health insurance needs. Drew is an Ole Miss grad located in Mississippi and licensed in 7 states. He works with the nation's second largest health insurance brokerage with access to 35 different carriers, regular health plans, to life insurance, to dental and vision, and even Medicare. He has it all covered. Now more than ever, it is critical to have a health insurance agent who is local and accessible. So call Drew Moak at 601-953-8449. 601-953-8449 and get your free quote today.
This is Cali. With C Spire's blazing fast nationwide 5G network, she's got her fans in the palm of her hands. Live streaming her Mississippi Blues from her phone wherever she is. To out there wherever they are. Right now, get the latest 5G phone on us. Only at CSpire, customer inspired.
Ole Miss fans, your only choice for daily fantasy sports is Prize Picks. America's number one daily fantasy sports app, Prize Picks has over 5 million active members. And it's fun and it's simple. Pick two or more players from any sport, and whether they'll go for more or less of their projected stats, choose flex or power play, and watch the winnings roll in. Flex means you still win even if one of your picks misses. Power plays are higher payouts, but you got to get all of your picks right. Bottom line, you have options that fit your daily fantasy playing style, but only with our friends at Prize Picks. And they've already made me a winner. CeeDee Lamb, an easy pick for more than 96 receiving yards. The only weapon for Dak Prescott in his more or less of 263 passing yards. Even better, you can now get up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. And winning withdrawals with Prize Picks are fast, safe, and secure. When those picks hit, you can get your money in as quick as 15 minutes. So download the Prize Picks app today and use code Talk of Champions. That's code Talk of Champions to get $50 instantly when you play $5. Code Talk of Champions on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive this $50 bonus. It's guaranteed with Prize Picks. Run your game.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
13 SEC wins is the least amount ever to make the tournament without rainouts. Mm-hmm. Looking at the top 50 of the RPI, these are the teams with 12 or more quad one wins. You ready? I'll read them out. You count them. All right. We've got Texas with 12. You have Ole Miss with 12. Duke with 12. Mississippi State with 12. Alabama 12. Tennessee 13. Arkansas 12, Georgia 12, A&M 12, and then Kentucky has 18. So 9 with 12 or more. 10 if you include Kentucky with the 18, which is wild.
Just they're so good. It's crazy.
Look, gotta
make sense.
Gotta, you know, tip your cap. But yeah, this, like you said, it makes it fun. You go to your rival LSU. Alex Box will be wild. People, that place will be slammed with people because LSU's got to sweep. You think
they have to sweep and then win two or three?
Because I think let's look at what Etheridge thinks.
It's crazy.
Etheridge is saying LSU has to sweep Ole Miss for a regional berth. Two wins would mean you got to win multiple games in Hoover. So, just crazy to think of where the SEC is this year. As you look at the standings, so A&M is two back of Arkansas in the West. I believe Tennessee is in need of just one win for the SEC title. That's against – they're playing Kentucky.
Which is fun series.
One more win, Tennessee gets the regular season title, which Tony Vitello, I mean, what a job he's done in Knoxville. But, Ole Miss 27-24 right now. I think 30 wins with that schedule, with 14. Now, this is with a sweep. That's a lot. So 30-24, 14-16. With the number two schedule in the country, that you're in.
You have to be.
No question. But yeah, it's crazy. You look at Ole Miss didn't win. I feel like people forget this. It wasn't very long ago. Ole Miss didn't win a series in Baton Rouge from 1982 until 2019.
Yeah.
But 5-1 in the last six games at Alex Box. Which, if you remember, sweep in 2022. Mm-hmm. A lot riding on this weekend. Right now it looks like Ole Miss and Florida are tied for 10th in the SEC. Big loss for Florida on Sunday in that swing game against Kentucky. One game ahead of LSU. At 10th in the SEC. Auburn's already out. They're eliminated from Hoover. And Missouri is also in line to miss Hoover as well. I think looking at what Missouri would have to do, so Etheridge says Missouri has to sweep and hope LSU gets swept to make it.
It's not impossible. That's what's crazy about this too. Like this series, Ole Miss could lose all three games. Ole Miss could win all three games. Like it is absolutely up in the air. Both of these teams, I mean, it's a situation where the folks down in Baton Rouge are furious with how this season has gone. I was with one of them, over Jazz Fest weekend, and he was just would not shut up and about, you know, ah, how can this team be so bad? We expect better in Baton Rouge. It's like, okay, that's fine. You can expect better in Baton Rouge and Jay Johnson can still be a very good coach. Both of those things can be true. And yeah. Now they're in a position to where the final weekend of the year determines potentially the fate for both teams. Electric, just electric. I mean, it's going to be so much fun. And that place is, yeah, like you said, it's going to be rocking.
Let's go back to Saturday. You mentioned him. Liam Doyle was electric. Six That's innings, awesome. One solo home run, scattered three other hits, no walks, and seven, yep, Ks. Had the fastball working. Was sitting pretty comfortably low to mid-90s and was dealing. 63 strikes, was very efficient. And Mallets came in, three inning, you know, wasn't a save, but a solid three innings, four Ks. It was a clinical win for Ole Miss against a really good, you know, 42 win team.
It's so funny.
Just crazy. So, yeah, this is fun, though. I mean, meaningful baseball in May is what you want. And for Ole Miss fans, I don't think a month ago they thought that they would get it.
No. And I'm just looking here now. I was curious about Southern Miss. They're a top 25 team in Baseball America's rankings. So Tuesday's a big deal, too. If you win Tuesday and then take two of three in Baton Rouge, you're probably in. And that's crazy.
Yeah, it's truly, truly wild. There'll probably be some field projections coming out. I feel like those typically come out on Tuesday, so we won't be able to get an idea of what the national experts think of where the field of 64 is right now. But speaking of NCAA tournament fields, Ole Miss softball punched its ticket. Sure. We'll get into that here in a moment. Pretty honestly, it was, if you told me that Ole Miss softball could outdo the craziness of Ole Miss baseball season, I mean, pretty wild. Before we get into that, I want to remind you, show is also brought to you by USA Benefits Group and our good buddy Drew Moak. If you're looking to cut those premiums by 20 to 30%, aging into Medicare, you need a Medicare supplement plan. All of the health insurance premium questions can be answered by Drew Moak. Give him a call, 601-953-8449, or visit usabg.com/DMOAK. And if you do that, you can get your free quote today. He's an Ole Miss grad. He's in Mississippi, but he's licensed in seven states as well. Being local and accessible is important. Drew is both of those. He works with the nation's second largest health insurance brokerage. He has access to 35 different carriers, so he can help you with all of your health insurance needs, life insurance, dental, vision. He's got it all covered. That's Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group, 601-953-8449 or usabg.com/DMOAK. All right, man, just incredible stuff from Ole Miss softball. What more can you say? 44 in the RPI, just seven wins in the conference, 26 strength of schedule, 10 quad one wins, and Ole Miss is in the field. Pretty remarkable stuff. Ole Miss will travel to Lafayette, Louisiana, 13 overall national seed, Raging Cajuns, will host Ole Miss, Baylor, and Princeton this weekend. I mean, just crazy, right?
Yeah, this softball team, I mean, they were even more dead in the water than the baseball team as of a month ago, you know, and then all of a sudden they turn around, you win over Auburn, you take down the series win against number 8 Arkansas, then you go into the SEC tournament where really there was not a huge path to the NCAA tournament even prior to the SEC tournament. Then you go in and you take down a top 25 team in Kentucky to start the week. They played okay against Missouri and ultimately lost, but you go in there and you take back-to-back series, then you beat the number 25 team in the country. Every single SEC team gets into the tournament, including the worst in the league, which was Ole Miss. And you end up in a situation where this regional is not outrageous. I mean, Princeton is a really strong Ivy League program. Baylor, I think it is interesting that Ole Miss and Baylor are going to have a rematch of last year's postseason, but Ole Miss took two against them last year. So it's not winnable. The Raging Cajuns are on fire and they're a really good program. And that's a really hard, it's hard to win in Lafayette. That the way that they show out for that postseason is crazy. So I'm not going to necessarily say that Ole Miss is going to win this regional, but I'm not going to count them out. I mean, you're in a situation now where your hitters have stepped up towards the end of the season. Jaden Pone, she's awesome. The pitching staff has been, pretty lights out. Grace Sparks is awesome. McKenna Clytherm, she's done what she needed to do, as the kind of the number two there. Mm-hmm. And then you've got your 3, 4, 5 pitchers, which you probably don't even need to rely on in a regional setting, because these girls go out and they throw, however many innings. There was that one girl, I can't think of what, it's kind of a moot point because I can't think of who it was or where, but they threw like an 18, it might've been LSU actually, threw like an 18 inning complete game in the tournament on Tuesday or Wednesday. Like, these arms can just go. So now you just, if you can ride Sparks and Clytherm the rest of the way, you're in a good spot. We'll see, because Baylor's obviously coming for blood after the two losses last year. Princeton's good, and then Louisiana is Louisiana. But first of all, you're glad to be in.
Yep.
Second of all, you're glad with where you ended up. When you look at the other regionals around the country, there are more difficult regionals out there. You're playing with house money, just like the baseball team. Why not Ole Miss? Why not? Tournaments too. Hey, shout out. I think that's crazy. They made Ole Miss softball made its first ever postseason. What was that? 2016. And
made it
now
made it every year
since.
Every year since.
Crazy.
Yeah. 17-15 postseason record all time. Regional titles in 17 and 19. And like you said, defeated Baylor in the Salt Lake City regional last postseason. Mm-hmm. Fun weekend down in Acadiana. It's gonna be wild. Like you said, the fans will be there. It'll be a raucous environment. Ole Miss will play Baylor Friday at 7 p.m. Central on ESPN2. The host Cajuns will get 4-seed Princeton. if you want a little bit of a sobering thing here, the SEC made some news recently that they're adding Texas and Oklahoma in softball. Not great. Texas and Oklahoma, 1-2 in the RPI. Texas is 47-7 this year, and Oklahoma is 49-6. So an already cutthroat league is probably adding two of the best programs in the country. If you look at the RPI top 10, SEC teams that, if we're including Texas and Oklahoma, 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 9. And then after that, you've got Georgia at 11, Arkansas at 14, A&M at 15, Alabama 16, and then Auburn at 22, Mississippi State at 23, South Carolina at 29, Kentucky at 30, and you've got Ole Miss at 44.
That's crazy.
So it's not going to get any easier for the SEC with the Longhorns and the Sooners coming.
Well, that is wild. All SEC teams plus Texas and Oklahoma are all in the freaking postseason. That's remarkable.
Which, if I can effort it really quick, you might know it. Where are the national seeds? Here's the bracket. Texas is the one seed.
Yep. Tennessee got
Oklahoma
one.
is the two. Tennessee is the three. Florida's the four. Like,
It's wild.
it's crazy, man. Probably has a legitimate argument for the strongest sport, right?
Yeah, without a doubt. Every team plus Texas and Oklahoma made the postseason. I don't know how much more dominant you can get than that.
So literally every team.
Yeah.
It's wild. Yeah, gonna be really cool to see how Ole Miss fares this weekend. Look, in a regional, anything can happen. We saw it with Ole Miss baseball. You just got to get hot at the right time. So yeah, this is gonna be a fun postseason for both Ole Miss baseball and Ole Miss softball. Yeah, I anticipate that. Let's do it right now. Let's predict this weekend for Ole Miss baseball.
Okay.
I'm gonna say Ole Miss gets it done and wins two out of three.
Yeah, I'm gonna say the same, and I'm gonna say it's Saturday, Sunday.
Backdoor it, back end it.
I
Okay.
do. Yeah, I think so. Because I don't think you're gonna have JT Quinn or whoever they throw on Sunday is not gonna struggle as much. And LSU's back end plus their bullpen. Their bullpen isn't super deep. So if you can have the starters on Friday and Saturday for Ole Miss, if you can have them eat up some innings and you can save those arms for Sunday, you're in a good spot.
Yeah,
But I mean, I don't know. It really could
truly,
be sweep both ways.
truly fascinating though. LSU is kind of middle of the pack at 282 team batting average. Ole Miss down at 263. Talk about a resurgence in power numbers this year though. I don't know what happened to the bats or the ball. You've got one, two, three, four teams with over 100 home runs this year. I mean, you've got three with over 400 RBIs. It's crazy with the amount of home runs that have been hit. You've got Georgia at 133, Tennessee at 131, A&M 116, and Florida with 107, with Caglione hitting one damn near every game.
I mean, Charlie Condon too. He might be up there in the top five by himself.
We were talking about Acadiana and Louisiana. I've been joking all year that that dude found a bat from that 2014 Louisiana team, because he's just been hitting bombs. Yeah, I mean, pretty close to even on the mound. LSU's team ERA is 4.45, Ole Miss at 5.87. I think this series comes down to how Ole Miss plays in the field. I mean, the worst fielding team in the conference, you have to make. When LSU gives you outs, you got to get them.
Yeah, especially in Baton Rouge.
Can't give them four or five outs an inning. Can't have extra bases. Can't have pass balls. Can't try to pick somebody off and throw it into right field. It's got to be a clean weekend for Ole Miss. Yeah, I mean, it's fascinating to do this kind of heel turn on this podcast. But look, when you're hot, you're hot. I think that's what we're looking at right now in Ole Miss. Baseball, it's a game that's between the ears. I mean, I think anyone that covers baseball or has played baseball will tell you that. Like, it is a mental game. And I think right now, Ole Miss has a ton of confidence.
They
And
believe.
yeah, I mean, that's all it takes is just a little bit of belief, and things can really change for you. And I think that right now, this team is confident, especially on the mound. I feel like on the mound, this team looks a lot more confident than they did a couple weeks ago. LSU's coming off a series loss to Alabama. So sure, returning home. Also, make sure to remember, it is a Thursday to Saturday series,
Oh, I forgot.
because it's the last week of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't sleep on that. So you get the weekend started early Thursday night. Ole Miss LSU on SEC Network. So we'll be on national television, 6 p.m. Central Time. It's a big weekend. I think that goes without saying. So yeah. go out there, win two, get to Hoover, add a couple for good measure, and see what happens.
Why not us?
I don't know if we're at don't let the Rebs get hot territory just yet.
Yeah, I don't know.
I do want to give a shout out to the fellas over the weekend. The 2009 SEC champs team was honored at Swayze Field. 15-year reunion for the boys. Shout out to my guys Zach Rutland, Taylor Hashman. Looked like they were having a good time down there and got a good weekend of baseball too. As mm-hmm. Ole Miss takes 2 of 3 from the Aggies. So hey, it all comes down to this weekend. So yeah, like I said, Thursday night on SEC Network, Ole Miss at LSU, Alex Box Stadium. It'll be fun. We got anything else before we get out of here?
Just happy birthday, Jackson Dart.
Oh, yeah. Are you 21 now?
I think so. Can have his first sip of alcohol.
Yeah. LDS be damned, right? Maybe he can at least have a coffee.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Have some, maybe a Mountain Dew. Have a little caffeine. live a little. All right. That'll do it for this Monday edition of the flagship. Yeah, we'll have baseball coverage all week leading up to the weekend. Ole Miss, Southern Miss Tuesday, right?
Yeah, Southern Miss Tuesday.
Tuesday. Yeah, Ole Miss will go down to Hattiesburg and then we'll go straight to Baton Rouge.
I forgot it's a Thursday series. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, last weekend of the year. So yeah, again, can't ask for much more than this. Meaningful baseball in May. So yeah, it'll be fun. We will be back tomorrow with more of the flagship and the rest of the week. So we appreciate Grayson hopping on. And as always, appreciate College Corner and Drew Moak and USA Benefits Group for sponsoring the show. Till next time, we out of here.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.